This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Well, good evening, Australia.
Good evening, my love.
Good evening, my love. How are you?
It's a little bit full tonight, isn't it?
It is indeed. We've got a studio full of, well, chock to the brim with Murphys.
I know. Because our very special guest tonight is the better, well, I was going to say the better half, but I've already got daggers by dawn.
Rudeness. I've got
one of the better halves. How's that? One of the better halves of Murphy's Law. It's the fabulous Dean Murphy coming up on the show tonight, my love.
We do indeed. We've got the more masculine half of the, well, that's up for debate. Of the fabulous brother and sister, the Janet and Michael, the Julius and Angus Stone, the Donnie and Marie of Joy. We've got Dean Murphy coming up tonight.
I know. We're very special because we've been wanting him on. We wanted him to come on the show for a long time, my love.
Well, we adore his sister and we adore the show. Busy. It's the only show we listen to every morning.
It is our favourite. It is our only Friday night. Well, Friday breakfast.
Can I? I've just looked to the side. And yes, there's something on the screen that says I should eat my placenta. So I'm not sure that's connected to the show.
Well, my veal parmesan is not sitting very well now after that. My love.
Yes.
Now, Chatterbox.
Yes.
What are we about?
Look, we're a talk show where we bring in a member of the community, the GLBTIQQA community, and they get to tell their story through song and chat and a bit of laugh and a bit of fun and a tale of old nonsense.
Yes.
So we've got gorgeous Dean Murphy tonight.
Yes. Now, my love.
Yes.
We started last week's show with a tribute to the late, great Natalie Cole.
I know. We're killing him off, aren't we?
Can you believe it? Ziggy Stardust.
God, if only we'd played Celebrity Death Lotto this year, we'd have nailed it.
I said Lansbury was going to go. But it's poor David Bowie,
Do you know what? We didn't see this coming. And I think it's been wonderful today and yesterday because there's a massive outpouring of love because he was so inspirational and he was such a trendsetter on so many levels that... And he was 69. That was way too young.
I know. And he'd been very sick with cancer for quite
18
some
months,
time.
Yeah.
And he decided to be quite graceful and to end his life quietly, which is lovely.
But we couldn't start the show without a bit of a tribute to him.
Absolutely. And do you know one of my favourite albums by Nile Rodgers was David Bowie album that he did in the 80s?
Let's Dance. This is not Let's Dance, though. This is Modern Love. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
It's going well, my love. It's going well.
Flawless.
Nowhere to stay in. Get things done.
There's no silence.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Modern love, my love. Now, my love.
Keep it to yourself.
Yes. We've got a very special guest. You normally hear him on Friday breakfast with his beautiful sister. It's the one and only
Dean Murphy. Welcome to Chatterbox, Dean Murphy.
Oh, that's lovely. Welcome. I love your pre-production. We go off to the Hairy Canary, have a little sad plonk. Not like Friday mornings with Anna picks up a skinny hot chocolate from McDonald's. That's all I get.
Green room's better than yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, boys, for having me on.
Oh, by the way. Pleasure.
It's an absolute pleasure. We've been desperate to have you on because we had Anna on last year twice.
Wasn't it a train wreck? It was a train wreck, wasn't it?
Do you know, there was commentary about asking her back.
Yeah. Oh, really?
There was actually a, like, when are you having Anna back?
I know who it is. It's Tracy from Doveton. She rings our show all the time.
I thought it was Sarah from Seddon because she always sends us a message to start us off.
I love it.
Now, Dean, if somebody hasn't heard your show before, A, they're probably in prison,
yes.
But what can they expect to hear? Because you're the only brother and sister show on the airwaves.
Well, it's funny because we've been doing it for 4 years now.
Yep.
So when we started, it was really a case that we needed to fill in a shift because the girl who was on air at the time just packed her bags and walked out the door.
Good on her. Thank you.
And I rang Anna and said, what are you doing? Do you want a gig? Let's get on air and do it. So we really don't
Anna,
have...
we're getting the band back together.
Look, I would like to say that we have... Like, you guys have got everything very much, you know, a run sheet on your show and whatever. We don't have that on Friday breakfast at all. We just fly by the seat of our pants 9 times out of 10. So, which is great, which is fun. But we've known each other since birth, so it's kind of easy to fly by the seat of your pants. So.
And can I say that dynamic is absolutely magnificent between the two of you? Because
some mornings, I tell you what.
No, can I say some of my favourite parts is when you bicker on air?
Oh my
because
God.
It's a real brother and sister relationship.
She's got to the point with me where she's gone, okay, on air, do it yourself. And she'll get up and storm out of the studio. To me, I'm like, I hope people are loving this because, quite frankly.
Now, Andrew and I give each other this. Occasionally, there's a stare, yes. And it's a staunch yes. stare. There's a little bit of we'll be talking about that in the car on the way home.
Yeah. We've fought over who uses the mouse on the computer to the point where dollar for dollar, one of the biggest money makers of Joy nearly went pear-shaped because we almost walked out over the mouse. I wanted to use the mouse. I want to talk about the people ringing in. True.
Oh, my goodness.
She's highly strung.
So how long have you done the show for?
4 years, actually.
Wow. Yeah. And always mornings?
Yeah, always. We did. We were at one stage we were doing, we started doing Drive one day a week.
Yeah.
Then Andy and Adrian, who were iconic with Joy,
yep.
They
yes.
actually packed their bags and got better offers. And it's not hard. And then we...
They're working at the 7-Eleven across the road.
That's it. But we sort of filled in for we started off with two mornings, like a Wednesday and a Friday.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed it for a long time. We did 18 months of two shows a week. But it really is quite taxing if you've got jobs and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it was a big dedication. We enjoyed it,
yeah.
But we find that Friday mornings just works in with what we do now. So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Look, I mean, Andy and I started at 11 o'clock on Wednesday nights, and Thursday mornings at work.
Yeah, not good.
Oh, goodness. There was don't speak to me until lunch.
Yeah.
Don't want to talk.
Yes. Ugly on a Thursday.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Annie, our very special guest, Dean Murphy, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, joy.org.au for the world.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our wonderful guest, the lovely Dean Murphy on Joy 94.9.
Now, can I say, this is the first on Chatterbox.
What is?
That we've had a fan burst into the studio.
And molest our guest.
And molest our guest.
Love him, Baz.
In fact, what I loved is they said, hi, Andrew, I'm Baz. Literally shoved you out of the way to get to Dean and Anna. Because we've also got the fabulous Anna Murphy, but she's just behind the scenes tonight.
it's like when people used to
push Selena Gomez out of the way to get to Justin Bieber.
Too funny. Baz just fist pumped me over Justin Bieber too. That
Go
was
Baz!
Great.
My love.
Now, Dean Murphy,
yes.
A big part of Chatterbox is you get to choose 4 songs.
Yes.
You chose 4 songs. She's ended up slightly late.
hardest thing I've ever had to do is choose those 4 songs.
We had somebody come on the show once and they said it was like literally the FBI should yeah. use it as some sort of like yeah. psychological profiling.
Yeah. Well, the hardest thing is I've always been around music. So when you said, oh, four songs, I was like, oh my God, this is it really is the hardest thing. Because especially, oh, choose a song from your younger years. Wow.
It's Which like, one? Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us, speaking of younger years, tell us about young Dean Murphy and growing up as part of the Murphy clan.
Well, I grew up in Bayside, Beaumaris, with my darling sister. And a brother, and
I was going to ask: is there another?
Yeah,
movie?
There's another one. Oh, look, he's very funny, but he's probably the biggest ocker bogan.
Really?
Yeah. Like if he was, we had him on air one morning. We got him to do the weather in French, and it was like listening to ocker bogan in French, and it was like not even the French understand what he's talking about. But no, yes, I grew up.
Je m'appelle Brett.
Yeah, that was, but even slower. You know? we grew up down there, and look, I obviously grew up, I had no gay people around me. I didn't know any gay people. I really wasn't in tune with my sexuality at that stage. I just had no idea. So I just, you know, I took up sport at an early age. So I was very invested in sport and I was a little rough bogan from Beaumaris, you know, just run around the streets and cause havoc. And it was just a real sort of, that's what you did in those days. So
this must explain, this must explain your first song.
Oh,
because
God.
We've never, in fact, Dean, I'm not going to lie and I'm going to sound very precious. I don't think I've ever played a Van Halen song, let alone listened to one.
So prior to me, you know, I mean, what you see before you now, strapping, you know, aging homosexual. I wasn't like that at the start.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I was beer guzzling, Holden Premier driving, flannel shirt wearing bogan from hell. Like I just lived that. My friends were bogans and I was a bogan. And so we kind of grew up in that whole thing. But music always intrigued me, and I loved, like, it didn't matter whether it was a rock band or whether it was dance music, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I was into emotive music.
Yeah.
Some things that made you, just moved you and lyrically moved you, and you could feel it and whatever. And it just happened with Van Halen, which if the younger audience won't even know who we're talking about, but they were big bogan rockers, big hair.
Yeah.
You know, it was just full on and full vocals and very whatever. And this song that I've chosen, which is Dreams, was one of those tracks that resonated with me at an early age because I just felt like it was, I don't know, just a really emotive. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Look, Brett, without further ado,
here it is now,
play
Van
Dean's
Halen
first track
with Dreams.
And then we can delete it instantly from iTunes.
I love it.
It's Chatterbox with Dean Murphy tonight only on Joy.
It's Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our wonderful guest tonight, the gorgeous Dean Murphy.
It sounded different when I was 16.
Can I say, a lot of air guitar going on there, Jane.
A lot of air guitar.
Like jumping on beds and hitting against the wall.
And that was from Anna Murphy, who's in the studio. So. Never misses a trick, does she?
Just for the listeners at home, we do have Dean's sister, the other half of Murphy's Law, Anna Murphy, sitting in the studio without a microphone, literally vibrating. she can't say anything.
Fetal position. Rocking.
So she's decided to message us in.
What did she say?
She said, I told Dean I was stressing about what four songs to pick when I was on Chatterbox, and he yelled at me, oh, for God's sake, stop overthinking it. Great show, God. The Voiceless, Anna Murphy, Kiss, Kiss, Kiss.
Not that easy. That four songs is not easy.
Oh, my goodness.
The only call you get is from my sister on the show. Like, that's tragic.
There's always Sally from Seddon.
Now, this part of the show is when we normally to ask our wonderful guest about their coming out story. Oh,
goodness gracious.
Goodness, I know, gone from... I know, I always managed to...
Now, Dean Murphy, you
comment.
Did say that you spent the early part of your life, hence your first song track, yes. Van Halen, not judging, little bit.
Judge away.
Flannel shirt, Bogan, sports.
I had a girlfriend for... So I literally had a girlfriend for 8 years. So yep. it was around nearly 28 when I came out.
Wow.
And denial was a massive thing. Like, I had pushed that thing way down deep.
Yep.
And, yeah. And then it just, you know, what you suppress, you express. And so therefore, I think it was 1998, I decided to come out.
Yeah.
But I still struggled for about another... I really did struggle for about another 2 years just finding where I fit with the whole thing. It was kind of a bit all over the place because you know, it's such a massive thing.
You
spend all that time sort of in this world and you portray to everyone around you that you're this person. And along the way, you're starting to realise that you're not. And
at what age did you sort of start to get it? And I hate to use the word inkling, but...
I think over time, if you look back... at your life, you probably from an early age did ponder on the thought. You know, you had. I remember being at school and thinking, if I had a thought about that kind of stuff, I'd scratch my arm severely to tell myself, don't think about it.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, it was a really bizarre sort of thing, but it would, you kind of, that's what you did. Like, I didn't know what was out there, and I was around a lot of people who were very, not homophobic, but they just didn't have any knowledge of it.
Yeah, and point of reference. Yeah.
So there's no point of reference. And I'd been in radio, and it was a very much a boys' club in radio. Yeah. Even though there was lots of high profile people who were gay, it was still a real boys' club.
Yeah.
So it kind of even made it more difficult because that was kind of what I wanted to do. So you just kind of pushed everything down, and it was all very whatever. Anyway, saying that, my ex-girlfriend's twin sister ended up taking me. We went out. Oh, come on, we'll go out one night. And we ended up, and she goes, oh, come on, we'll go to this gay club in Commercial Road. And I'm like, what's it called? And she goes, Three Faces. I was like, oh, I'm not going to a gay club named Three Faces. Yeah. Anyway, we went. She got me through the door. And the minute I stood on the dance floor, I went, it was like someone had thrown a brick in my head because I went,
this is
oh, my God.
Oh,
I feel really comfortable here. It was really bizarre. So,
and did she take you, Dean? Because
I think she took me because she was a bit like, hang on. Yeah, I think she kind of might have known, you know. I mean, she just sort of latched on to that sort of thing. So anyway, that was when it took me quite a few years to get a grip on it. And then it happened. Then it happened. So oh, my God.
You had your Three Faces moment. You had 2 years to go away and sort of figure it out. What do you mean it happened?
Okay, so I had started to surround myself with, you know, doing things like there was a group called the Melbourne Marching Boys.
Yep.
Every year they went to Mardi Gras and, you know, march up Oxford Street. And I just started to turn up at these things just to be around.
Yep.
Some people, get to know people, make some friends and whatever. And because I worked at the radio station, I used to borrow all the goods, like
merchandise on loan.
Chips and drinks and whatever. And because I would go, oh, we'll give it to them because I'll put it all in their prize packs and stuff. And I sort of had this real affiliation with them. And then they rang me up and they said, we want to ask you a question. Would you like to be the flag bearer on our float at Mardi Gras? And I was like, wow, this is...
That's
okay.
A bit of an honour as well.
Yeah, it was. Dean. It was quite good. And I said to them, what do I have to do? And they go, oh, don't worry about it. You just sit in this rocket with a helmet on and just wave the gay flag. And I went, will anyone really see me? And they go, no, no one will see you at all. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So when I got down to the site near Oxford Street, I said, well, what am I wearing? They handed me this thing. It was like a tiny little pair of hot pants.
Like a piece of silver dental
floss. Purple hot pants. Yes. And I was like, is that it? And they go, yeah. So they go, no one can see you. It's all fine. Whatever.
No one can see your religion.
As 70 of us marched down to the spot where the float is, I said, where's the rocket? And they go, it's over there. And I go, it's a penis with wings. Right? What am I? And I'm like, it was this massive 5-metre penis with wings.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, no.
So I'm like, okay. And then as far as...
sorry.
I feel so sorry for you, but it's
funny. Not only that, to make it worse, there was nowhere to sit in it. I had to stand in it.
Oh, no.
No helmet and wave this flag. And I'm the only boy in hot pants with hairy legs at this stage because I didn't know about clippering or shaving or whatever. Anyway, so I'm like, I can do this. I can do this. I had to run to the nearest pub and skull a couple of beers. And then I was like, I can do this. I can do this.
Yeah.
Anyway, as you turned into the street in Oxford Street, I'm like, there's a massive penis. And I'm heading up the street. And it was the most, I'm like, and the crowd, there's like 500,000 people screaming. I'm like, this is the best thing ever, right? And then I realized when I
got my big penis. Got it.
Flag. I even got so good at the flag. I was like spinning this thing, you know. And anyway, so we got up near Taylor Square. And I knew because I'd watched the telecast from a while,
yes,
that there is TV cameras there.
Everywhere.
So I was like, oh, I just went into this panic. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll just wave the flag in front of my head. But the big gust of wind came and wrapped the flag around my head, and I'm like this. But I thought, oh, no one would have seen me. That's fine. So we got to the end of the parade and we did the whole thing. I had text messages from my boss of the old stereo network.
Wow.
Who was in Perth going, did I just see you in a pair of hot pants
straddling
on a penis with wings?
Penis.
And I was like,
was there a little bit of you who wanted to go, no, you're having a stroke?
So I kind of realised from that moment that was my coming out.
Wow. Literally is being shot out of the gay cannon.
Yeah, it was. It was. But it was kind of really exhilarating at the same time. Like, it was one of those things that you go, I think I've done it now. Like,
yeah.
I've kind of done it.
Do you know what? I'm speechless. That is the best coming out story that I've heard.
It's certainly the biggest.
It is the biggest.
It was big, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our fabulous guest, Dean Murphy, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. The freshest sounds from around the world.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our wonderful guest, the gorgeous Dean Murphy on Joy 94.9.
You are a radio professional, my love. I just want to let you know that.
I was reading the cheat, Brett. I was making sure the timings were good.
Now, my love, it's the halfway point. It's flying yet again tonight.
It is, because we've got the wonderful Dean with us who's telling us some wonderful stories.
Oh, look, I'm just...
But if you've just tuned in...
Goodness.
What are we?
We're a late night chat show where we ask a member of the GLBTI community to come on and tell their story through song and chat. And speaking of songs, we've got Dean's next song.
Yes, we do. But before we go to Dean's next song, we've got a couple of minutes.
Oh, yes, sorry.
She's on time.
She's on time.
Dean, you were telling us before we went to that community service announcement that you sort of came out in a blaze of 9-foot penises and purple hot pants.
Do it.
So, and on television also. So once that had happened, what was the next step? Because then you've got the family and the friends and the...
Well, the family I really told a little while before, because obviously I had to break up with the girlfriend and everyone was sort of asking what was going on. So that was all, that was that part of it done. But I found when I came out, and I'm no different from anyone else, but the friends went, they split right down the middle, and half of them stayed and half of them went. And that was the way it was.
Yeah.
But I think coming out a little older, I was very in tune with kind of who I was. So you're a little bit more experienced and kind of deal with that.
Yeah.
I hate to think, I know there's kids who go through all that stuff now, and it's probably not so much in these days, but yeah, it's still that whole thing. To me, I go, that's really in that early patch of kids coming out like that. That's really hard for them to take
absolutely.
On board. So it was kind of like, family was interesting. Dad was very much your RSL, liberal supporter who never in a million years thought he'd ever have a gay son.
Yep.
So he gave the lecture from hell about, you know, no one will ever know. We're never going to talk about this. The friends went, no. As far as meeting anyone you ever meet, it's never going to happen.
So when did he come around?
Well, he had no choice, because at the end of the 45-minute rant, I sort of said to him, well, okay, you've had your say. Here's what I propose to you. You've either got 24 hours to ring me and tell me you're going to try and get a grip on it, or we'll just cut ties.
Yeah.
And I threw it back at him.
Wow.
So it kind of got the phone call the next day. Anyway, time heals all.
Yeah.
And down the track, we now host many, many gay Christmas yeah. at their place with gay orphans from all over the place,
yeah.
and
yeah,
and they love it, which is great. And, awesome. And I really do. If there's younger ones out there who are listening to your show, time does heal all, and it does get better. And,
absolutely,
you just got to hang in there. So,
and that's the thing. And look, we had somebody on from PFLAG just before, actually on the last grid that we were on, and they said exactly the same thing. Mm. It's just, and obviously she deals with a lot of parents that have, their children have just come out, and she said you just need to give them time.
Yeah.
It's sometimes it's a day, sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's a couple of months.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I think for us, you said it took you a couple of years to get to the point where it was like, yeah, okay, I'm comfortable with it now.
It's hard.
It just doesn't necessarily mean it's going to translate to that with everybody else.
No, and it does. Mm. Look, Mum had a direct line to God. She's like very religious. And so it was kind of like, you know.
Oh, she hit the jackpot with you two.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's fun in the house, you know, it's lots of fun. But, you know.
Poor woman.
Yeah, and, you know, they struggle. Like, you know, imagine you dedicate your life to the church and to God, and all of a sudden this. And to be quite honest, sometimes these things are thrown at you like that because it actually has to balance out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. My goodness. Well, you've chosen a cracking. This is one of my favourite Kylie songs. On a night like this.
Well, this is what I had to march up Oxford Street on a penis with wings to this song. This is my coming out song.
And you've done it every year since. You're listening to Chatterbox with Andrew and Brett and the gorgeous Dean Murphy on Joy 94.9.
Sound for a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our lovely guest, the gorgeous Dean Murphy, on Joy 94.9.
Now, my love.
Yes.
I've gone blank.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's what a terrific introduction that is, Brett. That was seamless.
Years on the radio and I still have no idea. Thank you, my love. clearly, sorry.
That was Kylie Minogue singing On a Light Like This, which is your coming out song.
Yeah.
Now, you're quite prevalent in the party and event scene
in
Melbourne.
Been doing it a while, one or two.
So tell us a little bit about, firstly, what you do, but also how you got involved in it.
So I've, for the last 11 years, I've run big dance parties.
Yep.
I was only ever going to do one. It was just like let's just run one.
Yeah.
You know, and 10 years later, 11 years later, I'm still doing them.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
And it's been good to me. I hopefully have been good to it. It's been one of those careers that you don't choose to be a party promoter. It just, you don't go through school and go, oh yeah, that's what I want to do.
So how did that one come about though?
I fell into it by default. There was a guy running a party called XTC in town and he was kind of freaking out and didn't really want to do it anymore. And he knew I had.
That's a good start.
Yeah, that was good. I don't want to do it. I want to bail. Oh, I'll take it over. Why don't you want to do it? Because I'm losing money. Okay, I'll do that.
Like a mild nervous breakdown.
Yeah, it sounds good. Like, sounds like fun. Anyway, so I literally, he knew I had big networks of people because I'd been at Fox for years, 12 years.
Yeah.
My business business partner, he wasn't my business partner then, but a mate, he had cafes and bars and whatever, and he knew a lot of people as well. So we went, look, let's do this and give it a go and help this guy out, pay off his debt, and we'll take it over and whatever. So that's really how it started. And I sort of fell in love with the process of being able to find... I love seeing people excited. Seeing people... because if you look at it right across the board, most people have jobs where, you know, it can get mundane, 9 to 5 or whatever. And so that 8 hours that we put on is a little escapism for them. You know, it's a chance to just let loose, just hear great music, be with friends, just a change from the norm.
So what have been some of your favourite parties that you've done?
Well, we've done... look, I started off with parties called Rawhide, which were really good. We had about 4 or 5 years of those. We were running... and they were busy all the time. Really good parties, and they worked really well. We also got asked by the Orso Foundation to take over Red Raw on its last 3 years.
That was it's funny because Andy and I have talked a lot about the 90s dance parties. And that was probably for Melbourne, that was one of my favourites.
Red Raw was an institution. And had the docks survived the way they were, the party probably would have survived too.
We
took it over at a time when we ran one at a place called QBH, which was great. We had Marsha Hines perform on that night, which was awesome. And then we did the next year, we had Jimmy Barnes' Human Nature at a place called the Metro in the city, which was a huge club.
Old theater. Yeah. Of God, do you pull Jimmy Barnes?
We just rang them up. We didn't know what to do because we'd never done it before. Yeah. So we just rang them up and said, how much will you cost and will you come and do it? And what do you want us to do? And I said, I want Jimmy to do Disco Inferno. Can he do it? Oh, yeah, we can do that. So we just had Jimmy on. And when he came out on stage, you just heard this scream and everyone went, what the hell is that?
And then
he was surrounded by dancers and whatever. Human Nature came and did their thing, and it was just... We had Angry Anderson doing Amy Stewart's Knock on Wood, and he was awesome. These people they loved it because it was good, excited crowds, big numbers, it was just fabulous.
So. I like to hear that years ago at Mardi Gras, and then it was the early 90s, all of a sudden, because it was always like the who's going to play it at about 6 a.m., 7 a.m. And years ago, it was the Village People. And this is when they sort of became naff, and then people forgot about them. Yeah. And they all came out in their costumes, but they were all bright pink. And they and the crowd just went, oh my God. Yeah. And I love that. Yeah. It's so fun.
Yeah, and it catches people off guard because it's not the norm. It's not like, they've got an X Factor contestant or whatever. It's just something that, oh my God, there's Jimmy Barnes on stage with his stuff. So, they were great. And then, look, I started running a party in Sydney about 5 years ago, which is called Daywash, which has always been really successful.
Yes.
It's become like an iconic little party up there. And down here, the Rock City Party. So it's kind of... I look at them and people go, how long can you keep doing this for? And my attitude is, as long as people keep coming in and enjoying the music, I'll keep running them.
Yeah.
The minute they get bored or there's, you know, a new kid on the block or whatever, you know, I'll pack it in and I'll stop doing it. But at the moment, putting DJs and doing all that kind of stuff and finding good sounds and making, there are people in town who go, oh, I'm going to run a party and whatever, and don't understand about what kind of DJs you need in different rooms because they're all different sizes and whatever.
Yep.
I pine over DJ lists, so I want to get it right. People paid their money. They need to hear good music.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Dean, you might have been just before you came out. There was a dance party here in 97 called The White Party.
Called The White Party, yes.
And The White Party in Miami was huge. And unfortunately, it failed miserably. Yeah. And it was one of the coldest nights in April.
Yes.
On top of everything else, it was so cold. Yeah. There was ice.
Yeah. And the problem with it is that you can't... My attitude is you can't buy a product from overseas or rip off someone else from overseas.
Yeah.
Because they've done the groundwork for that name, for that brand, whatever. My attitude is come up with something original, keep it fresh, and give the people what they want, which is a good time.
So what have you seen in the 11 years that you've been doing this? What are the changes that you've seen in that 11 years?
The biggest change I've seen is when crystal meth hit town.
Oh, wow.
Or hit the country really
big. Was it dramatic?
It was dramatic to the point where I even know which party it was. We were running a Rawhide party, and the whole people were coming up to me going, oh, you've got to change this music. Oh, it's not right. And I'm like, It's the same. It's the same as what we're banging. It's not the music that's doing it. It's kind of you.
What, chemicals,
whatever. And then I saw the numbers dropped because you know, people would obviously get on the pipe. And big time.
We're not talking
now. Now it seems to have controlled itself with the community. When I say that, it's still there. It's still people. You know, whatever. But when it was fresh and people just went. We just all of a sudden
the scene, a dramatic change
dropped off. We lost half our numbers.
Wow!
When it came through, and not only that, but Grindr came into the marketplace as well. And then you combine the two, people just stopped coming to parties.
Because
they went, you know, they were all frantic to, you know, get on Grindr, and it was all that was the new kid on the block. Yeah, so we had to scale down a bit, reduce things, try and come up with interesting concepts to keep the ones who wanted to come. And things have picked up again. Yeah. You know, it went through peaks and troughs and whatever, but that was the biggest change.
You had a Christmas Day party, didn't you?
Yeah, I had New Year's Day this year.
New Year's Day.
Yeah, which was great. And it was capacity crowded at a venue called Track. So to me, the times have changed.
Oh, I just realised some friends went to that party. They loved it.
Well, I'm glad.
Oh, whilst Andy and I, though, we might have danced a lot in the 90s and the early noughties, we normally on New Year's Day, we're a bucket of KFC and a box set.
It's all go at our
house. It's all go in Carnegie.
Oh, great. Love it in Carg.
And now, your fourth song tonight, The Girl from the Gutter.
I know.
Oh, how apt.
Strange, isn't it? Yeah, strange.
So why did you choose this?
You know what? I have to say it was one of those songs, yet again, which I heard at a club in Sydney, ARC, and I was actually with a really good friend of mine, Sam, and Sam and I just absolutely, I don't know what happened because the music all night was really crap, apart from this one track. And it just sat with me. And from then on, I would hear it. I'd get DJs to play. And I was, I never tell a DJ what to play, but I would tell him to play this one because it was just, like I said, it's really emotive. It's got great lyrics. She's a beautiful singer. Anyway, have a listen to it.
No, it's fabulous. Because I downloaded it earlier and I didn't think I'd heard it, but as soon as I heard it, it's like, oh my God, this, I used to love this.
Yeah, Undermirable, people, Undermirable.
You're listening to Shadowbox with Brett and Andrew and the wonderful Dean Murphy on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our lovely guest, the gorgeous Dean Murphy, on Joy 94.9.
Now, my lover, this is your favourite time of the show.
Can I say, why have we gone all love songs and dedications?
It's because Anna's been panelling and she did this wonderful sort of like slow move and I went, I'm going to continue that on air. My love, it's your favourite tonight. Is that better voice? A better voice? All right. It's your favourite part of the show called Out of the Box, where we ask our guests some embarrassing questions.
Yeah, go for it.
Now, Dean Murphy,
yeah,
what's the worst thing you've ever worn?
Hit the nail on the head, first question.
Apart from an 8-foot penis and
skinny, really tight Fabergé jeans with an East Coast jumper tied around my waist.
Oh, is this the Van Halen days?
Roller skates.
Actually, I would
at the Morty Alec roller skating rink.
I need to confer with our guest anchor, Anna Murphy. Anna, I'll take it over to you.
Shut up.
I'd just like to say, I think it was the white Easy Boy t-shirt and the leather lace-up boots and the black leather hot pants.
Yeah, the Easy Boy t-shirt. I don't know what happened there. It was after the penis with wings. But it was
easy
a good look
boy.
At the... Yeah, Easy Boy.
Oh, I've got a funny feeling that I might be asking Anna these awkward questions.
It was tragic. Yeah, good on you, Murph. Yeah. Thanks, Dol. I didn't want to bring up the Easy Boy thing, but thanks for that.
I like how you were trying to be an 80s cool as well. Like it was the Fabergé jeans.
Yeah, busted. Yeah. Busted.
There's
queen.
A whole decade queen. Of 90s. Yeah. Oh, sorry, my love.
That party promoter, Mr. Extraordinaire, what's that awful song you've got in your music collection that you just... shudder about, but you love it anyway.
Shares Believe.
There's nothing wrong with Cher.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. It's probably. Oh, you know what? I've got Johnny Diesel and the Injectors in my.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Shame on you.
Yeah. Crying Shame. It's called cool too. Yeah.
We could have set that up.
It. Yeah, I know. It's great. It's very smooth.
And the last one is, what is your most embarrassing celebrity crush?
I would have to. What are you mouthing off over there in the corner? Who? Justin Bieber. No. Embarrassing
Bieber.
Crush. Embarrassing crush. I badly had a crush on Taylor Dane back in the
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What part of Taylor Dane? Was it like, tell it to my heart, Taylor Dane, or love will lead you back when she
got the nose on the head? All of it.
And it had nothing to do with the two guys she was passing in that video, right?
Tell it to my heart, I saw it. Anyway, so then I interviewed her on Joy. Didn't get much out, didn't go to air, because she couldn't talk because her lips are so big.
Oh, no.
She almost ate the microphone. It was ridiculous.
Like an inflatable life raft.
It was, but that was probably the most one. I really did have a crush on her, so, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Dean, only on Joy 94.9.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and the lovely Dean Murphy and his silent sister, Helen Keller. Anna Murphy, who's been in the studio and been silent as a mouse tonight.
Well, you know, for the majority of the hour, that's very good.
She's been terrific.
She has been fantastic. Now,
Dean Murphy, you've been a delightful guest.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You've shared your innermost
secrets. I know I have. More than ever.
You'll be pulled off air. Yeah. But tell us a little bit about your last track and why
track
you chose it.
Last track is a song called, it's Taylor Swift's Out of the Woods.
Yep.
And I chose this because not only is it an awesome song, but the remix is done by a guy called DJ Grind, who I've hired at a couple of events. Anyway, fascinating story. He actually works for Hillary Clinton, and I'm going to go and meet her next year. Oh, this year. Sorry. Yeah. So,
how exciting.
Yeah. So it was really weird. I'm infatuated with Hillary, and he's a great DJ, and she's a great singer, so everything worked, and this is an awesome song, and I loved it.
That's fantastic, isn't it, my love?
Oh, my God.
Now, you can actually, if you'd like to, you can actually meet Auntie and I at the Joy 10 at 1:30 on Sunday. And also, the fabulous Murphys will be doing a little bit of hosting on the main stage.
Yeah, we'll be a little tipsy by that stage.
But what time are you guys on? You're a 4 o'clock?
4 to 5, yep. 4 to 5.
Excellent. Any final words tonight, kids?
I just want to say thank you for having me on. It's been a blast. Your show is awesome.
Thank you so much, Dean, for coming on.
Thank you so much.
We watched you on for ages. And thank you, Anna. You've been a delight.
Well, thank you for having me.
She can't shut up. She can't shut up.
Oh, my
goodness.
It's
like a voice from the crypt.
She's a bit croaky at this time of the night, Tom.
Get off.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so see you next Tuesday and good night, Australia.
See you next Tuesday. Yet are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear? Yet are we?
can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.